Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Wednesday, December 31st, 2025. The final trading day of the year is officially here. I'm ready to wrap this up, but the futures board looks a little red to start the morning.
Yeah, good morning. It looks like we are limping toward the finish line just a bit. S&P 500 futures are down about 9 points, and the NASDAQ is off by roughly 50 points. It feels like the market is just taking a breath after a pretty solid run. Volume is likely going to be thin today, so don't expect any massive fireworks unless we get a surprise.
Right. No need to be a hero on New Year's Eve. But looking back, we can't complain. The NASDAQ is sitting on a gain of over 21% year-to-date. That is a solid year.
Absolutely. The S&P is up over 17%, and the Dow is up nearly 14%. We are seeing a bit of a drift lower this morning. Kind of a calming phase, as the technicals suggest. The December FOMC minutes came out yesterday afternoon and didn't really rock the boat. No surprises there regarding policy easing. So today is really about positioning for 2026.
Speaking of 2026, let's talk about the heavy hitters. NVIDIA is in the headlines again this morning.
They are. It's all about demand. NVIDIA has reportedly approached TSMC to ramp up production of their H200 chips. And get this! ByteDance is planning to spend $14 billion on NVIDIA chips in 2026. That is a massive number, and it tells you the AI infrastructure buildout isn't slowing down.
$14 billion? That is wild. What about Tesla? I saw some chatter from Michael Burry.
Oh yeah, the Big Short himself. Burry came out saying Tesla is ridiculously overvalued. But, and this is the key part, he clarified he is not shorting it. Meanwhile, Elon Musk mentioned that the real production ramp for the Cybercab starts in April. So you have a mix of valuation concerns versus future growth promises. The stock is up slightly in the pre-market, about 0.4%.
Interesting. It's always a battleground stock. Any other individual movers we need to flag?
A couple of analyst calls to watch. Plug Power got an upgrade to buy from Clean Street with a $3 target. On the flip side, Global Foundries was downgraded to neutral at Wedbush. Also, keep an eye on the healthcare sector. Reuters is reporting that drug makers are expected to hike prices on 350 medicines next year. That could put some focus on the pharma stocks today.
Got it. And on the macro front, do we have any data dropping before the bell?
We do. At 8:30 a.m. Eastern, we get the initial jobless claims. The consensus is looking for 226,000. It's the last data point of the year, really. If that comes in hot or cold, it might jerk the algos around a bit in a low-volume environment.
So, for the traders listening, what is the game plan for this shortened session?
Keep it tight. The technicals show we are in a bit of a consolidation. SPY support is around the 684 level. If we hold that, we're good. But honestly, the wave rider sentiment is leaning slightly bearish to neutral today. Don't chase breakouts. If anything, look for relative strength in sectors like tech, which has been resilient, but avoid forcing trades. It's a day to protect your annual P&L, not risk it.
Sage advice, protect the gains. All right, that is a wrap for 2025. Thank you for tuning in all year.
It's been a pleasure. Happy New Year, everyone. See you in 2026.
Happy New Year. This has been the Morning Dose. Good luck out there, and we will catch you on the next one.